Representatives of Alabama-based GreenTrack revealed some of the details of a proposed casino development next to Stewart International Airport in New Windsor.
I feel right at home here, and that's why I want to operate here.
That's GreenTrack President and CEO Luther Wynn.
When people ask, can GreenTrack pull this off? They're a small operation in Alabama. I remind folks that you never heard of Donald Trump before he took over a rundown hotel in the middle of New York City and rebuilt it as the Grand Hyatt. We're starting a similar kind of story here.
What he wants to start is a $500 million hotel and casino, a 14-story hotel, 7 restaurants, some 100,000 square feet of gambling space for 3,000 slot machines and 75 gaming tables, a conference center, performing arts center, and more. The aim, says his management team, is to attract visitors from all over the Northeast, New York to Scranton, Pennsylvania, Albany to Hartford, Connecticut, and beyond. Robert McLaughlin, former director of the New York Lottery, is counsel for GreenTrack and emphasizes the company's partnership approach to benefit regional businesses and attractions.
We'd like to partner, as we've talked about, with other areas, other retailers, other companies in the area, and try to have those facilities, have our guests and our patrons, our players, take advantage of those facilities that are already established in the area, or those that we can help establish in the area, like a potential for a new gymnasium or the partnership with existing golf courses.
The GreenTrack team took questions from audience members who wanted to know more about issues like the economic impact on surrounding communities, water supply, strain on local police and emergency responders, environmental issues, revenues for surrounding school districts, and traffic.
Hi, my name is Kay, and I reside in New Windsor. My concern is the traffic flow in New Windsor. I mean, we don't have a lot of big roads or main highways connecting to New Windsor.
Project engineer Drew Riley says there is a highway that was already constructed for a much larger project that was never completed. That's International Boulevard, or 747, which connects to Interstate 84 and the New York State Thruway. The Catskills and Hudson Valley is one of three regions targeted for casino development in New York. Republican Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse acknowledges there has been tension with some in Sullivan and Ulster counties, for which there are 5 proposals combined. Newhouse makes no apology, but notes traffic is a prominent concern.
We're going to get to traffic anyway. Anybody in this room that's ever been to Atlantic City or Foxwood, the only time you stop on the way there is to pull over to get gas or go to the bathroom. That's the impact, or that's the benefit, really, that our community, Orange County as a whole, will get with the casinos north of us. We wish them the best. I love Sullivan County, love Ulster County, but I'm here as your county executive. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're not going to have this 2 or 3 years from now.
GreenTrack management says the proposed development would create more than 1,800 union construction jobs and some 2,500 permanent jobs starting above minimum wage. Charlie King is GreenTrack's community outreach advisor.
We mentioned there's Newburgh, Middletown, other places right here and that would be transformed if we do our job right and working with the Orange County government, New Windsor. And so, yes, Sullivan and Ulster had a head start. I joked about it since the Lincoln administration. But Orange County, by leaps and bounds, has caught up.
The more than 100 people gathered in the New Windsor Community Center included residents from both the town as well as surrounding communities and county legislators. New Windsor Democratic legislator Christopher Yukis was among them.
New Windsor has the best site. We need this. We want it. That's all there is to it.
The New Windsor Town Board has not yet voted on whether to support the proposal. Its support is required for the project to move forward. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.